Hello, happy Wednesday, right? No, Tuesday, oh my God, it's Tuesday. Hello, happy Tuesday, this is Tim Knight. Tuesday, Tim, we call him. And it's Tesla Day, a lot of teas going on. There was a time that the mere fact Tesla was reporting would be like a market moving event because Tesla, like up through the end of 2021, was the rootinous, tootinous stock out there. It could move the entire market. There's a tremendous amount of, it was a meme stock, but it was a gargantuan meme stock. So, you know, a lot of meme stocks these days are like just junk, but Tesla was huge and crossed the $1 trillion threshold and so on and so forth. And now it's just kind of sad because it's worth one third what it used to be. And people are expecting, you know, a lot of different things this afternoon, but no particularly great news. I do not wish the company unwell. I still think that 5 years from now, 10 years from now, it could be the apple of its day, the biggest company on the planet. As it is now, this is definitely the doldrums. If you get Luckbox magazine, I did an article not too long ago about the different phases of Tesla, and this is definitely a low point. But I've got some charts ready besides them. And let's take a look and see what is cooking, because this market's definitely doing what I wanted to see, which is not frequent, which is to go up. So let's check it out, because that recovery is well in place. Here we have the spider. It's trucking right along. We bottomed on Friday. We were up yesterday. We're up big today at the moment, 57 points on the ES. And as I said yesterday, these are approximations. These are well-intended guesses what the retrace is going to be. But here is my approximation, around 509 of what the spider's going to poop out at. We'll see. Here's the OEF. And we've got our broken wedge. We've got our top. We've got our fall. And likewise, and this is the SP 100 ETF, we've been pushing higher on this. Now, what if we're almost done? It could easily exhaust itself, say, here. Absolutely could. There's just no way to tell. I've been more conservative just because there's a greater mass of trading up at that level. So we're just going to play a little bit safe now in terms of guessing how high it could go. Here's the diamonds. And this one, maybe it's done, because this is actually a pretty sensible spot for the exhaustion. Today's high matched where we were back on the 10th and on the 11th before that hard tumble. So we've unwound all of that already. So maybe the diamond's all ready to go back to the downside. And then IYT, which follows a very similar path, this too could be just about done. So at one end of the extreme, you've got the Dow Transports, the Dow Industrials. Those may have already finished their retracement. At the other extreme, semiconductors, the NASDAQ, those seem to be only partly recovered now, which can mean one of two things. One, maybe there's just so much life in them still that there's just plenty more to recover. And we've got, you know, we're only halfway done with this counter-trend rally. Or two, maybe they're so fundamentally weak and so fundamentally vulnerable that that's the only recovery you're going to get. There's a lot of big earnings come out in tech. Tomorrow there's Meta, then there's Amazon, Microsoft, IBM. I don't know if Amazon might not be till next week, but between Wednesday and Thursday afternoon, there's lots of big earnings coming out. That could shake the trees in terms of, see, everything's great with the NASDAQ and it keeps going up, or it's like, well, earnings have clearly peaked and things are gonna go a lot worse. So there is a continuum as to what areas have bounced more stronger than others. Here's IWM, the Russell. This also might be done with this bounce. Today was a big bounce. The RTY is up 1.77% at the moment. And you can see here that we have pushed up against this dashed line, and there's plenty of trading activity up here for overhead supply. So maybe this is done. I was confident enough that I've tiptoed into the IWM waters for the first time in a long time and bought some June puts, $200 puts on the IWM today. XLF, this is the financial sector. Fingers crossed on this one, because tiny as this top is, it's still a cute, cool little well-formed top. And I've got a stop loss on this one anchored at 41.23. So we've had, 5 days here of recovery. Friday, Monday, Tuesday, all big up days for this. But we'll see if it has already reached its exhaustion point. So there's a lot of cool stuff going on under the surface. It's definitely not a homogenous market right now. Overseas, if you're in the US, EEM, a little tougher to read because it's one of those situations where the gap is quite a ways away, but it's also a situation where the gap isn't quite as meaningful because it is an overseas market. But you can see here, big update yesterday, big update today, lots of recovery going on. The next major gap is way up here. I don't know if it'll get quite that high. I got out of this position last week, and I'm glad I did because it's been very, very strong lately. IEFA, it's kind of the same deal, although it's getting closer to to use blob all the time. Got to come up with some synonyms for that, but a zone of overhead supply here that's going to make it harder to just keep pushing prices higher. Precious metals, silver. This is SLV. Yesterday, of course, was a big tumble in precious metals. This inverted head and shoulder, so we've got left shoulder, head, right shoulder. It's not perfectly formed, but it isn't bad either. We were a week earlier today, but we have recovered away from that selling. It's looking not terrible. The gap is not closed, but it's certainly not compelling enough, at least to my eyes, to do anything. I will say that the miners have been doing a respectable job today. This is GDX. We're up about 1.5% on this. We've got a bullish engulfing pattern on the candlesticks, and I've inched this horizontal down to 32.20 today's low, just a little below yesterday's low, just to give it some allowance there. As I said yesterday, my principal hesitation in the miners is that gold has not come down to bargain levels at all. We'll look at that in just a moment. But this is GDX, here's GDXJ, the juniors. This one, I did not have to mess around with the horizontal. That stayed exactly where it was put already because it's anchored way back here to December 22. So this horizontal was not breached, and we've got a nice bullish bar on that one. So maybe miners are going to be off to the races again. But like I say, GLD is what makes me uncomfortable with that because it's come down some. It sank away from its Mideast concerns peak, but there's lots of potential droopage here if precious metals fall out of favor. I don't think they'll get really exciting until around 2100 per ounce on the futures, which has nothing to do with GLD directly because the prices are quite different. Oil having a strong day, up 1 2/3%. There's our bullish base there. We peaked here during all the Mideast worry, and that's eased back some, but today we are pushing higher on that. And the XOP is up as well. None of these are terrific patterns though. I've been sort of like sheltering in place since last week. I've got literally like, I guess, three positions now. So pretty simple stuff. ADM, just want to mention in passing, I still like this on the short side. It, you know, from a fundamental standpoint, it's cheap. You know, it's like PE of 9, but I'm a chartist, not a fundamental analyst, so it still looks like a pretty interesting reversal pattern to me. I said earlier how the tech sector looked robust and didn't look exactly exhausted with its bounce either. Here's the cubes. And we zoom in, we've got a very similar setup to just about every other aspect of the market, which is a channel or wedge going from late October until the end of March, a failure of that pattern, and then a top formed over the past 2 or 3 months. In this case, well, we're getting close, but it's not quite there yet. My guess on this one was around 429.70 with respect to how high the cubes would bounce. We had a big drop Friday. Things look excessively weak. Semiconductors look terribly weak. And we had an inside day yesterday and a strong recovery today. So we've basically undone last Friday's and last Thursday's weakness. As you can see, we're pretty much up to near the peak on Thursday, but we still have a little more to go before we hit a real mound of rubbish up there that'll be tough to get through. And then SMH, very much the same idea, the semiconductors. This almost closed its gap on Friday. Green bar yesterday, green bar today, something like this, 212.25 as a target. I'll also mention, since I, for a change, have a little excess time here before we get to the next charts, just to comment, and I won't be speaking to a chart because I didn't prepare this one, but I'll just speak in general terms. It was regarding the ES, the S&P 500 futures, and it occurred to me I hadn't looked at the Fibonacci's for a while on that, so I fired up a daily chart of the ES, and I put, you know, one anchor point down at the October 13, 2022 low. I dragged it all the way up to the peak, which I don't know that day by heart like I do the other day, but I guess late in March, whenever the tippity top was of all time. And the cool thing was that the 23.6% level, the first retracement level, almost exactly matched the low on Thursday. Thursday's low, which was the low for the whole fall, was just a pixel or two above the line. Just absolutely beautiful. So I was kind of kicking myself because it's not like this is all, oh, rearview mirror. Obviously you can see that. No, these anchor points were established weeks ago, actually. And it showed strong support at that level. And sure enough, Thursday's low got just about there. And then cha-boing, up it went. So cool stuff. Now, the bell of the ball Tesla is actually up right now, decently, a little more than 2%. But having fallen 66% from its peak, that's not too much salve on the wound. I do not have a strong opinion as to like what it'll do tomorrow. It could easily go up 15 points without changing the view on this. It could also go down 15 points without changing anything, because we're in this giant range right now. We have begun a aggressive series of lower lows and lower highs since last July. We're at about $300, and we've lost more than half that value just since the summer. So my useless interpretation here is either you're going to go up a lot or down a lot, because we are deep into this no man's land down here with an enormous range. And if you told me that a year from now, the price was the same, but we had lots of wiggles in between, I wouldn't be at all surprised, because this is a gigantic range we're in now, but it's a very, very broken stock. I think what'll be more interesting than what the price does is what's said in terms of robotaxi and AI and just general product mix direction. A couple of last ones. MUB, haven't looked at this in a while. Just, it's not very important, but it's worth peeking at. This is the Municipal Bonds Fund, and we broke this important support, and we kissed the bottom of that now, so it's resistance at this point. It does tip the hand a little bit about interest rates moving higher, the fact that it's behaving in this fashion. And finally, and this is a kind of a cool one, this is volatility on a daily basis, the VIX, and we have squeezed the juice out of this lemon, because just a couple of days ago, we were up at 21.36. We've gone all the way down to this mass of support down here. So I think we're probably done with the old VIX shrinkage, at least the lion's share of it for now. So good luck to you Tesla folks. I have no position, but it'll be interesting to watch. So I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Know someone who needs...
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Life, Inc., and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be, trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered interest.